This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Nobody's perfect and everybody makes mistakes. And we on the Brent Mangas Show have made a mistake and we're going to own it. We are commercial free right now. So what we started to do was collect handmade Valentines all over the St. Louis community. And it was crazy to see how many teachers who jumped on board when we asked them to be part of Project Cupid. We're like, hey, classrooms want to make some handmade Valentines. Classrooms turned into schools. Schools turned into districts. And the outpouring of love from the schools and from teachers and from these kids was amazing. And then we're going to take these and actually started to. We were at one of the nursing homes yesterday, even with the bad weather. We're going to distribute them out to seniors so they don't feel lonely on Valentine's Day, so they can feel love and to connect to two generations. All of this sounds amazing. And you're like, how could you have screwed anything up? Well, in the middle of trying to, because we personally go out and grab these Valentines from the schools, we personally drive out, grab them so they make sure they're in good hands. We get to meet the kids who made them and work so hard on them. We'd have gone to, what was the total number of schools we're at, Hannah?
We've gone to 29 different schools across Missouri and Illinois.
28 maybe, because one of the schools on Monday that we had scheduled for pickup, it was supposed to be Hannah and AB after we had gone to a different Edwardsville school. We were in Edwardsville area. We went to, what school was it in Edwardsville?
St. Boniface.
Amazing time. We were on this high. The news was there. So we went to St. Boniface and then Hannah and AB, who I want to point out, by the way, Hannah's organized all 29 schools to make sure that's happened and coordinated all that. She's reached out to all the teachers, the principals that have needed, the districts who've needed answers. So Hannah's actually personally been the one who coordinated it. And AB is shooting and filming all of these. And so they're kind of running tandem on all of these. We've all tried to be as many schools as we can, but no one has been at more schools and no one has been at all the schools other than Hannah and AB. They've been at all 29 schools personally collecting these almost, but we missed it. Michelle, you work at Liberty Middle School and Hannah and AB on Monday were supposed to come to your school and we totally forgot to come. We wanted to invite you on personally to apologize because we forgot to come to your school. So I'm so sorry that happened. And thank you for coming on the show so we can talk to you about what happened.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, Michelle, on Monday, you probably were super ticked off at us and probably maybe are still a little bit mad at us because we were supposed to come after we went to St. Boniface and you had told the kids we were coming and then we just didn't show up, huh?
Right. I'm fine. I was a little bit emotional.
Sure.
But just to see the disappointment from the kids, like they were excited and waiting. And then I was like, I guess guys go back to class. To see the disappointment on their faces after all their efforts was just really the hardest part.
Yeah. I mean, I feel so bad about this. I'm the one who coordinated this. I've been in contact with you, Michelle. I've been in contact with all the teachers, and it was a complete mistake. it was obviously nothing personal to your school, obviously not the kids or you or anything. And I feel so bad. And the only thing like I feel like I can say to try and make this better is I'm personally driving back out to Edwardsville today, going to pick them up, and I'm personally going to deliver them to the nursing homes today and just explain to them your story and hopefully, you know, relay those messages of how your kids worked so hard to make those Valentines. And they even went through like an emotional roller coaster almost with these Valentines. And so I'm so very deeply sorry. It was not personal. It's just been a whirlwind of the past couple weeks to be communicating with everybody. And it was a genuine mistake.
Well, I do appreciate the apology. I know as an adult that things like this happen. Mm-hmm. And this is also a good lesson for the students to learn as well, that, you know, we own our mistakes and, you know, we move on from there. I'm just happy that the Valentines will be getting to the seniors.
I literally thought the same thing as you're talking, Michelle. I'm like, man, what's so interesting about this year's campaign is the outpouring of love, but the lessons that we continue to learn throughout the campaign. When we went to some of the nursing homes, we heard their stories that were so emotional when they received them that we like sometimes overlook the power of what we're doing. When we go into the classroom, we see the kids' creativity, the learning message that happens just making the Valentine's. Like, we thought, like, we'll just connect two generations and spread love. But these kids who get to make them from a creative standpoint to show their passions, show their desires, they get to learn about the seniors. They're like, oh my God, there's so many learning moments. We had no idea that we would also learn that sometimes people make mistakes, and that's okay in life. And the best thing you can do is own your mistakes and learn from those mistakes. And so when Hannah had told me about this, Hannah was like visibly upset. She was so sad and heartbroken that happened. I was like, Hannah, we'll just call Michelle. We'll do it live on the air. We won't run from it. We won't pretend that we were perfect because nobody's perfect. And we will publicly apologize to Liberty Middle School. And then Hannah's like, and I'm personally going back out there. I don't want to just skip over it like, oh, we missed it or whatever. No, Hannah's coming back out there. And you can bring Hannah into the school, the classrooms. Hannah's without a doubt the most fun person on at these assemblies. Anyways, so Hannah personally, the fun one's coming out to today, Michelle.
Well, I know that the students will probably have to be in class today, but we can certainly try to arrange something.
Yes, if you and that's true too. Like, if you want to have us come back out to a different day, or if you want to have some kids come up to the studio and see how the radio station works and things like that, they are more than welcome to pack the studio and have some fun with us.
That's actually a great idea. We'd love to take you up on that.
Yeah, 100%. Come on up to the studio. We apologize. We all learn from some mistakes, and you also can correct mistakes, and that's what Hannah's going to do today and come out there and grab them. So thank you so much, Michelle. We appreciate it. And from the bottom of our hearts, we are sorry that it was Monday was the last day of pickups of 29 schools. And I think that after like one of the schools, we were just like, just AB had talked about this too. She has missed her own exit like 5 times over the last 2 weeks, just from exhaustion. Mm-hmm. And so it's no excuse that we were super tired, but we end up dropping the ball and we're trying to apologize to you publicly.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Wait till you get to meet Hannah. And then, you know.
And then you'll understand why she unfortunately forgot.
Yeah, forgot. Okay, now I get it. I now know Hannah really well. Makes sense. Michelle, we'll put you on hold. We'll coordinate the pickup and having those kids come by the studio. That's what it's all about. Like, mistakes happen. We own them. We don't run from them. And we appreciate you listening.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.